Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. NCBA veterinarian Dr. Kathy Simmons joins us in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0222.
Wheat farmers looking to bring an all-out blitz against rye and other tough weedy grasses? Then put Double Stop CL Plus on your team. OSU researchers team with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments. To learn more about Double Stop CL Plus, log on to okgenetics.com.
For folks in animal agriculture, ADT stands for Animal Disease Traceability. Dr. Kathy Simmons, Chief Veterinary Officer for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says we've got one level of ADT in place right now, and we're looking for an additional layer of ADT down the road.
We do have a rule in place for animal disease traceability. That rule applies to cattle 18 months of age and older for interstate movement, and that they must be ID'd. And now we're looking at future to expand that rule to include the cattle under 18 months of age. When we first went into this, the understanding was that we were going to see how it worked for these older animals, and then have ADT assessment reports, and we would find a time and the best way to introduce these younger cattle into the system, because we are talking about over 26 million head of cattle that would be introduced into the system with these feeder cattle. Now, they put out a 2017 ADT assessment report, which did show some progress in their traceability assessment requirements. However, there are still some gaps. And these gaps are of some concern to us to introduce this many cattle into a program that is not yet as fine-tuned as it could be. The other thing that concerns us is resources. There are cooperative agreements with the states to run these animal disease traceability programs, and right now we're seeing that these cooperative dollars are shrinking. Is that the time to introduce a large amount of cattle into the system?
I know that there's been some, I guess, some phrases that have been associated with this animal traceability conversation. One of the big ones is being able to do all of this at the speed of commerce. And I know that's a concern for a lot of producers.
That's true. It is a big concern. And I think a big concern is, will we also have an effective system once we put this in place with regards to disease traceability? One would like to be able to reduce the number of animals involved in a trace back. We would like to be able to find the trace back in a sufficient time, ideally 48 hours and not weeks and months. And certainly we would like to move our cattle through the cattle market at the speed of commerce, not be delayed. That means you have to have the infrastructure in place in all these different segments to move these cattle efficiently.
Seems that when we had the case of BSE and, you know, a limited number of cases in the United States, that was this really kind of bubbled up the need to be able to trace back quickly to identify animals that maybe were involved in these particular disease outbreaks.
I think that's true. That's true of any foreign animal disease, any transboundary disease. When you can identify the source of that disease, when you can identify the at-risk populations, you can certainly get better disease control.
Dr. Kathy Simmons, who says APHIS is not saying for sure they're going to be doing phase two, but they are considering what it might look like if it was implemented. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.